Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
I'm Matthew Richardson. I'm Curator of Art and Social History at Manx National Heritage. So we're looking at a portrait of an old lady sitting with a shawl around her neck and a brooch holding the shawl together. But this is painted in a very unusual style. The subject of the painting is a lady called Mrs. Elizabeth Caron, and she was the mother of one of the captains in the Caron fleet, which was a shipping fleet which operated out of Castletown in the 19th century. The reason this portrait isn't in the usual style is because it was painted by a man called Jirokichi Kasagi, a Japanese artist working in the port of Yokohama in Japan in the late 19th century, where a lot of Western ships would call to trade with the Japanese. And we think what happened was the captain took a photograph of his mother, and the Japanese artist worked from the photograph to create this very unusual painting. It's also unusual from the point of view that most of Kasagi's work was destroyed in the Second World War. Yokohama was very heavily bombed, so most of his work was lost. So from that point of view, it's also a very interesting and rare piece. But what makes it special for me is the fact that it fuses both Western and Eastern styles. It's a crossover between the Japanese style and the Western style. And from that point of view, it's an internationally important piece.